It's Thursday, March 11th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. In the last 3 months, International Christian Concern has documented an alarming rise in blasphemy accusations against Pakistan's Christian community. At least 9 Christians, including 2 women and 7 men, have been accused of committing blasphemy against Islam, its false holy book, the Quran, its false prophet, Muhammad, or its so-called sacred personages between December 2020 and February 2021. Since 1987, at least 1,855 people have been charged under Pakistan's blasphemy laws. The 200 accusations in 2020 show a significant acceleration in blasphemy accusations compared to the 19 ones registered in 1987. The Open Doors World Watch List places Pakistan as the 5th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Please pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Federal taxes, federal spending, and the federal deficit all set records in the first 5 months of fiscal 2021 between October and February, according to the monthly Treasury statement released yesterday. Federal taxes hit a record $1,436,334,000,000 for the October through February period. And the federal spending hit a record $2,482,988,000,000. That resulted in a record deficit of $1,046,654,000,000, reports CNSNews.com. This is the first time that the federal deficit has ever exceeded $1 trillion in the first 5 months of the fiscal year. Milo Yiannopoulos, a well-known homosexual who also championed many conservative causes like lower taxes and protecting babies from abortion, is now describing himself as, quote, ex-gay, end quote, and Catholic, reports LifeSiteNews.com. 2 years ago, when Catholic podcaster Michael Voris famously challenged Yiannopoulos to live a chaste life, Yiannopoulos was not defensive. Instead, he acquiesced and humbly admitted his human weakness. Yesterday, Yiannopoulos said, quote, in the last 250 days, I've only slipped once, which is a lot better than I predicted I would do. The more love and the less lust in us, the more we cease to obscure Christ and instead reveal him in whose image we are made. But I am coming to realize, however slowly, that lust, per Augustine, is disordered desire for all sorts of things, end quote. He also cited Ronald Knox, a Catholic priest, who said there are, quote, 3 ways we can carry our cross, with bitterness like the unrepentant thief, with grim resignation like the repentant thief who said it was what he deserved, or with love like the Lord who never minimized suffering but said it would, in God's time, redeem us, end quote. When asked why Yiannopoulos consecrated his life to the so-called Saint Joseph, he said, quote, Saint Joseph is the spiritual father figure of the Holy Family. In this time of gender madness, devoting myself to the male protector of the infant Jesus is an act of faith in God's holy patriarch and a rejection of the terror of transsexuals. Trannies are demonic, end quote. He also said, quote, I hope people will support and pray for me, if for no other reason than they share my delight at the prospect of Milo Yiannopoulos furiously and indignantly railing against homosexuals for sins of the flesh. Over the next decade, I would like to help rehabilitate what the media calls conversion therapy. It does work, albeit not for everybody, end quote. 1 Corinthians 6 verses 9 through 11 asks, Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And finally, Nick Loeb is the 45-year-old director of the brand-new pro-life film, Roe v. Wade, which debuts on April 1st. In addition to directing, he stars as Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the former abortionist who repented of having killed 75,000 unborn babies and became pro-life later in life. The film premiered at CPAC in Orlando, Florida 2 weeks ago and also stars John Voight and John Schneider. In his appearance on the Jonathan Van Meren Show, Loeb confessed he was not always personally pro-life.
I grew up pro-choice. I was taught when a woman gets pregnant, there's just a bunch of cells and there really wasn't no baby there. I was involved with two girls who had abortions in my 20s, which as I grew older would haunt me and I would have dreams of my child at the age it would be now, which I continue to do every year. That was something that always sort of bothered me.
Loeb became increasingly convinced that abortion was morally wrong.
As I got older and the internet became sort of more widespread, more things are online and you can hear a baby's heartbeat in the first couple of weeks. You can see in the first month there's arms, hands, and you can see it's not a clump of cells or a gob of goo. It's a life and it's a human being that we're killing.
Before he became an advocate of ending abortion, Loeb had a middle-of-the-road position over which he was intellectually challenged.
I'm personally pro-life, but if a woman wants to have an abortion, she should be able to have an abortion. I went through that phase. And then somebody came up to me like, oh, yeah, that's great, Nick. So do you rob liquor stores? I'm like, no. But it's okay for other people to rob liquor stores. And I was like, well, you got a point there.
Today, actor and director Nick Loeb is 100% pro-life.
Now, and purely a lot of it's based on science for me today, that, you know, life begins at conception. It's a human being and it's an innocent baby.
Prior to making the film, Loeb told Van Meren that he read over 40 books on abortion, as well as the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling itself. Watch the trailer of the pro-life movie Roe v. Wade through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Psalm 139 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 11th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.